Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
There are two franchises. It's kind of the tale of two franchises as far as how they're handling their young quarterbacks. And one is Philadelphia. And Carson Wentz is just struggling. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Philadelphia loses again to the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland Browns. And believe it or not,
but two picks.
Yeah, and they were bad passes. Yeah, they were like one, he just kind of lofted for Nelson Aguilar. It was just, I think he wanted to jump ball, but it just was a poorly thrown pass. And then a pick six as well. But they still lead their division, and they're 3-6-1. It's a horrible
division. That tie, Chris, is going to be the difference. You watch and see, because it's one less loss than everybody else.
No, right. And they still keep beating up. I see these former players proclaiming, oh, no, you still never go through the tie. Hogwash.
Yep.
It's about getting to the postseason. You're absolutely right, Rob. A tie is always better than a loss, period. And so that tie is helping them out. Although I will say this, Rob, the Giants and I think the other teams in the division are playing a little better. So the Eagles going to have to pick it up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Well, they have to win some games. They can't hold out the rest of the year.
But so obviously people are asking, you know, we know they drafted Jalen Hurts. So people are asking Coach Doug Peterson if he's considering benching Carson Wentz. Here's what Peterson said.
If you get to that spot, whether you don't start him or you bench, I think you're sending the wrong message to your football team that the season's over, and that's a bad message. And we have to work through this. Times, you know, when times get tough, it's, you know, sometimes that might be the easy thing to do.
Now, before we get to that and comment on Peterson's comments, the other situation is in Miami. And the Dolphins had their win streak snapped by Denver. And Tua didn't look good. In fact, he looked so bad. He had like 11 for 20, 83 yards, I believe it was. He was benched midway through the fourth quarter. They put in the old man, Ryan Fitzpatrick, thinking he could bring him back. And
what did he do? He turned right into a pumpkin, right for Flores. Just good for that. I was so happy to see that happen. I'm serious.
So he threw an interception. They were down 20-10. He leads them on a drive. They get a field goal. Then he's leading them on another drive, potentially game-tying drive, and he throws a pick in the end zone late in the game. So, Rob, go ahead. Do you think one of these franchises is handling the situation better than the other? Or they're both off, or what are your thoughts?
No, I thought Miami mishandled Tua. That's the one that got me the most upset, because I just think we've seen this movie with Fitzpatrick. I really believe that Brian Flores thought he could steal one, Chris. Like he wanted to win, so I'll sacrifice my young quarterback and his psyche and his ego and his confidence
think about
get a win. Huh?
That's a heck of a lot to sacrifice.
No, but that's what I think he was thinking. Like, I want to win this game. I don't care about the kid. And it just, you have to work your way through, Chris. There's so many. Go look at some of the greats and their struggles early on as quarterbacks and the mistakes and whatnot. We get it. Like, nobody, you don't come in from day one and you know what you're doing. You know this, the first day they sent you out to write a story at a newspaper, right? To pay you, Chris.
Well, I did do a really good job.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, you know what? When you sent your copy in, I heard them in the background go, "Get me rewrite. Get me rewrite." You know they did.
No, I tell you, my first one was when I went in for an internship, it wasn't good. I'll tell you that.
It wasn't pretty. That's right. My point, Chris. But they kept sending you out to do stories. Am I right? And you
right.
got better, and you got better, and you got and he wasn't playing well. I'm not even here to defend that. But you're going to have a process, and I think they made a mistake. I really do. And all that talk, maybe, Chris, about them maybe still drafting a quarterback or how much they're really into Tua. You know, a couple of weeks ago, remember after week two, people were ranting and raving about Tua. Oh!
Right.
And you said, oh, it's too early. But remember, people were going crazy about him. And that was 2 weeks ago.
I'm with you, Rob, in that. You brought up that Flores was trying to steal a victory. And I get it. You're trying to win. They obviously have a chance to make the playoffs. But let's just say, hypothetically, Fitzpatrick had brought him back and they had won. Now you've got a serious quarterback controversy on your hands. You know, and he's come out and said after the game that Tua's still their guy, so he's going to start going forward. But had Fitzpatrick brought you back, now people would have been saying you should go back to Fitz and this and that. And as you mentioned, the confidence, the ego, the psyche, all of that on Tua may have been damaged. And he's by all accounts, I don't know him, but by all accounts, he's a really good kid. He has said all the right things, including yesterday. But look, he's human, and that would have to mess with you. And I would say this, Rob. This lends credence to the notion that this is a tryout for Tua, that they don't fully believe in him. Because if you really fully believed in him, you would not have benched him. Like you said, you understand he's not going to be Aaron Rodgers every
Sunday.
He's
not going to be perfect. We know that. There's going to be bumps.
Play through the ups and the downs. And if you were going to potentially do what you did yesterday, you should have just left Fitzpatrick in.
Yep.
If Tua sat out the whole season, nobody would have killed the Dolphins. They would have been like, hey, Pat Mahomes sat out the whole season. Yeah, you're bringing him along slowly.
Aaron Rodgers sat out 3 years. You could have made that argument, Chris. You can make the argument.
Absolutely. So I think we both agree Miami did the wrong. They're handling this the wrong way thus far.
And I think Philly did the right thing. I just believe that if they really believe Carson Wentz is their guy, and I think that, you know, through the struggles, through everything, I think that they just said, we're going to ride or die with this guy, Chris, this year, and then we'll reevaluate. They don't make the playoffs. He has an awful year. You look at Jalen Hurts and practice. And maybe gets into some plays at some point, and then you make a decision. But I like they said this guy got us delivered us through so many injuries and issues and whatnot. He's not playing great. He's trying to do too much. But we're going to stick with him at least for the rest of the year, not play this game.
No, look, we don't often agree, but we agree on these two topics. I'm with you. I think that Doug Peterson is absolutely right. They're still in first place in that division. They still have a chance to make the playoffs. They still can get healthier as the season goes on. And this is a guy that has shown you that he can be a good quarterback. So you gave him the huge deal, $130-something million. So right now, he's your guy. You have an opportunity over the next six games of the season to see what he can do. If in your mind, and look, I would think that they're having questions in their mind. Did we do the right thing? Is this our guy? This is a six-week tryout that not only do you get to see what he's made of, but you still might win the division.
Right. But if you don't, then you can make a change
right.
or decide
then
what you're going to do after this year. But again, you're right, Chris. The division is still up for grabs. It's not over. Could they go on a 5-1 streak and Carson Wentz snap out of it? I'm just saying. But probably not. But you know what I
mean? 3-2, 2-3,
right,
maybe.
Maybe that. But you know my point is that, and then what happens? Do you know what I mean? Do you remember when Jim Fossil was the coach of the Giants and they were stinking up the joint halfway through the season and he stood at the podium. They were at the brink, Chris, and Jim Fossil stood there, pounded on the podium and said, I guarantee you we make the playoffs. We're not making any changes. Guess what they did? They made the playoffs.
Right. Nah, look, they got a lot of football left to play, and I agree with them. Go with this guy, let him play out the season, and then you can make some decisions in the offseason if need be. But play with him the rest of the way. I think Peterson's doing the right thing, even though I'm sure they've got their doubts.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I was as into the New Orleans-Atlanta game as I was into any other game this weekend because of Taysom Hill. We know it was kind of controversial. Everyone thought they were going to go with Jameis Winston, and instead they went with Taysom Hill as the starter for the injured Drew Brees. And we both thought, you thought it was definitely the wrong move. I wasn't sure, but I didn't expect much from Hill. I didn't expect him to thrive as a starting quarterback. And I'm not going to say that, oh, he's arrived. He can be their next quarterback, you know, their quarterback of the future when Brees is gone. You know, obviously it's too early for that.
Oh, yeah. And we just talked to Mike just said the same thing. Like, he doesn't look like he's a quarterback. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
no, well, I'm going to give him this. He played well.
No. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying like the what you would consider a quarterback.
I mean, he's not a drop back passer by any stretch of the imagination, but he definitely throws it much better than Tebow. And I think even runs it better. Tebow obviously more powerful, but Taysom's actually, I think, a pretty good runner. But anyway, he looked good, Rob. I got to give it to him. They beat Atlanta 24-9. He was 18 for 23, 233 yards. That's 10 yards per attempt, which is pretty darn good. Didn't throw for any touchdowns, but he ran for two. And he was their leading rusher with 51 yards. On 10 carries. And watching it, Rob, it made me feel like, okay, we kind of alluded to this on Friday. I think they went with him because he'll do more of the safe things. He did try to throw it downfield a couple of times. One was just ridiculously underthrown, and I think the receiver came back and caught it, but it was a horrible pass. But he threw short pass as well. He hit Michael Thomas. He hit a ton of times, and he ran it well. And he didn't, you know, make any bad decisions for the most part. He fumbled after a 20-yard carry late in the game. But I thought he looked good. I think he would have a hard time playing that way for a long period of time because he's not like, you know, Lamar, Russell Wilson, really any of the other running quarterbacks we've seen. He runs like a fullback. And he took a couple shots, and I just think over time, you saw it at BYU, he had four season-ending injuries.
Right.
And so I don't know that this would be long-term sustainable, but I got to give him his props. He looked good on Sunday.
Here's the other thing, too. And I'm not – you got to play who's in front of you, Chris. It was Atlanta who everybody's beaten.
Right.
Atlanta's just not a good football team. And their defense, anybody quarterbacking, as I talked about earlier, their defense has been, Chris, tremendous. That's why they've won, seven in a row?
They look like the best team, regardless of quarterback, right?
Right. Just like whoever, doesn't matter. Yeah. If you're giving up, what did I say it was, 25 points in the last three games? Chris, that's 8 points a game? That's you're going to win in the NFL. Yep. When you're averaging, giving up 8 points a game, and they got after the quarterback, Matt Ryan, they were all on top of him, sacks galore. When you're doing that, you're going to stop the opponent and win the football game. And but there was a little pushback, Chris, from some players, not all. And this is some of the stuff I was talking about when I alluded to it on Friday. Just about, you know, players know who should play, Chris. You know, right. That's why you can't, when it's about a even level playing field and people out there, you can't slip somebody in. They know who's good and who's not. Am I right?
Right.
No
yes, absolutely.
Doubt about it. And they players won't tolerate that because it's what they do. It's all the energy they're putting on. And if they see you try to slip a guy in who's not better than somebody else, there's going to be a problem. And there were some players. Adam Schefter reported that there was a little pushback that Hill was given the nod over Jameis Winston because of the resume, Chris. And I talked about it before. You could talk about the 30 interceptions all you want, but if you just talk about resumes and what each person has accomplished in the NFL, there's no doubt about it that Jameis Winston is a better quarterback than Hill. Now, whether or not, and it worked out because they won the first game and he played well. So that squashes it for now. But it would have been a little different.
That, I think part of that too, Rob, and this is speculation, but I think it makes sense. They probably are seeing Winston more in practice because who's gonna emulate the opponent? It's not going to be Taysom Hill because he's not, you know, he's a rare type of quarterback. Right.
You're not preparing for that. I agree
right.
with you.
So it's going to be Winston that you're looking at, you're seeing more. And I thought maybe this decision was made because he hasn't looked good in practice, but apparently he must look pretty good because the players are, you know, saying that he should have been the starter. I agree. It's not even a discussion as to who's done more in the
right.
NFL.
Right, we like, all know that. That ain't even a conversation.
Right. I mean, right. He led the league in yardage last year. And,
right.
And you know, they were 7-9. Some of that, no doubt, empty calories, those yards. But still, he threw for 320 yards a game, 319 yards.
Right,
exact,
you don't do that by accident if you don't have any talent.
Right, like, so we know that. It's not even close who's done more in this league. What I will say is this, though. I don't think Winston's resume is great enough where, you know, it should be an uproar or big controversy. Like, how in the world are they starting Taysom Hill over Jameis? You know what I mean? Like, because we know Jameis, for all his, you know, good things he does, he's got a turnover problem, whether it's fumbles, whether it's picks, whatever. And so I do, and let's face it, not many people wanted him. They got him for $1 million. And so while I, again, thought that they would go with him, I think he's, you know, certainly got more upside than Taysom Hill and has definitely accomplished way more. I couldn't go to bat for him like this is a travesty. Winston should be starting because he has made a lot of errors and mistakes. And again, I didn't know this was coming, but Taysom did look good, at least on Sunday.
Yeah, like I said, you get in, you play, Chris, and he didn't have to make those throws, right, because they're playing Atlanta. And at some point, he'll have to make some throws, right? At
right.
some point.
He made some decent throws, but his long balls weren't very impressive.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. And at some point, that'll show, and then people, if he makes those, Chris, then players could – we'll have a very little leg to stand on, but if he doesn't, then or they lose or there's something and he can't make throws, or something, then it'll be open for discussion again. But I'm not surprised that some players just thought, wait a minute, what's going on here? Not having, because, you know, Taysom Hill just hasn't played that much for him to have enough of a body of work for everybody to just sign off on it with sight unseen, you know?
Right, right. But he, you know, according to the reports, people believe in him. You know, the whole team, he's kind of one of those inspirational figures that, you know, everybody's kind of drawn to. Seems like an optimistic type guy. And like I said, he played well. I couldn't find fault. First half, they weren't moving the ball much.
It was 10-9.
Yeah,
right?
he wasn't putting up a lot of points. I don't want to make it like he was awesome, because he wasn't. You know, at 233 yards is not something in today's NFL that you write home about. But I got to be honest, Rob, I wasn't expecting much. I was kind of expecting this dude to fall on his face. And I thought he ran it. Like I said, he ran it well. He ran it for two touchdowns. And he threw it well enough. You know, he actually made some nice throws.
Right.
He had a drop or two. I mean, Michael Thomas dropped one right in his hands. So I'm intrigued to see what he does. You know, Jameis Winston's career, and I'm sure his career is not over, but, you know, he should get another shot, whether it's in New Orleans or somewhere else as a starting quarterback. I would be shocked. In fact, it would be freaking negligence on some team's part.
He'll get a shot.
You know what I'm saying?
There'll be an opportunity. He's too young, Chris,
talented, young, you got to think he's learning, right, in New Orleans.
You just said it with the – he led the league in passing yards. He could throw the football. That's not the issue. It's about making better decisions with the football, Chris. It's one thing if you can't get the ball there. It's just a matter of making the right decisions, maybe not forcing as much.
Right. And if I'm another team – I'm thinking he's learning in New Orleans. Whether he ends up playing in the games or not, he's got to be learning under Drew Brees, you know, in practice, watching in the games, you know, all the quarterback room, all of that. If he's not, then he may just not want to be, you know, put in the work and have the discipline to be a very good NFL quarterback. But I think he's been humbled. I think he, you know, is smart enough to say, all right, let me learn. Let me learn from this guy and come back as a better player. So I definitely don't think it's over for him by any stretch. And who knows? We may see him before Drew Brees coming back. Yeah.
You never know. So he has to be ready in case Brian Flores is coaching the Saints and at some point in the fourth quarter decides to pull the plug. You know what I'm saying?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, we start off the show talking about, you know, really the most unfortunate incident of the weekend, which was Joe Burrow. Rob was off to a tremendous start.
Football games, but he was playing well. I think, right? That was obvious.
Yep. He was looking like, you know, everything you'd want from a top pick in a draft. And, you know, he's got the swagger. He's got the confidence. He had the physical ability. He looked like a guy that was, you know, en route to stardom, perhaps. It's obviously early. But when you looked at the way he did it, it was with his arm. He had some toughness. And even after he got injured, he tweeted out, you know, it'll take something to the effect of it'll take more than this to hold me down. I'll see you guys next year. He won't be ready, it appears, for the start of the season. This usually takes about a year or so to heal. And the injury, Rob, it's not only a torn ACL, as was first reported, but also a torn MCL. So it's a bad injury. Yeah, it's a bad injury. And a lot of people, some reporters, there have been some articles written blaming the Bengals and, you know, saying they didn't put a good offensive line in front of him.
They throw the ball too much.
Right. Playing for a bad organization. All of that. And I want to hear your response first, but I got a feeling as well. But what do you think of this notion that this is the Bengals' fault?
It's poppycock, balderdash, whatever else you want to say, Chris.
Hogwash,
that's right.
Flat doodle.
People have been bamboozled into believing.
Hoodwinked, led astray.
Exactly. The whole nine yards. And the bottom line is, as we say all the time on this show, you can get hurt on every single play playing football. And if it wasn't this, say that he had an offensive line and he still got hit or, you know, got injured, Chris, or what, it can happen. We've seen guys pull stuff and pop stuff, Chris, running untouched in the NFL.
So I Teddy just think Bridgewater.
Right?
In practice, right? Non-contact injury.
Exactly. And he was hurt bad.
My only point
to this is, it's too easy to just, you know, rip on the Bengals, and I get it. The Bengals aren't the greatest organization, but what organization, Chris, that made the playoffs seven times in the previous 16 years or whatever it was, right? They didn't win a playoff game, but they were there. They were in the
seven
mix.
Seven straight. That's right. That's right. They're a lot worse than that.
So all I'm saying is I don't think it's right to put the blame. Injuries happen in the NFL. We've seen it so many times. I don't think they're negligent at all.
Yeah, Rob, it took about 2 years, but I'm rubbing off on you. You're getting
what?
Smarter because you're agreeing with me more today.
So, no, you're agreeing with me. I went first. How about that?
No, I feel the same way. I can't put this on the Bengals. Now, were they throwing the ball maybe a little too much, 40 times a game? He had the most attempts of any quarterback in the league. So, yeah, okay, I can get that. However, as Rob said, injuries, it's a part of football. And beyond that, if you want to talk about, oh, they threw the ball too much, they didn't run it enough, you know, let's look around the league. And we can figure out other quarterbacks, Rob, who are being used or overused. If people want to say they put too much on Joe Burrow and that's why he got injured, well, could we say they put too much on Russell Wilson in Seattle? Could we say, I mean, you want to talk about, oh, he doesn't have a good offensive line? Well, what about Carson Wentz?
Yep.
In Philadelphia, playing with a mismatched offensive line. Dak Prescott, who obviously ended up getting hurt, but it wasn't because of the offensive line. It was just a fluke running play. But he didn't have an offensive line either. I mean, you play with what you have. They couldn't just snap their fingers and, oh, we got a good quarterback now. We're going to have a great offensive line.
You got to draft people, Chris.
Right.
You got to sign a free agent or two to fit the spot that you didn't draft. It takes time. It's just not overnight.
The Rams threw Justin Herbert out there. Or, I'm sorry, the Chargers.
Chargers.
Moments before the game, they told him, you're starting, kid. You think he was ready? They threw him out there, and obviously he's played great, but I'm just saying, if he got hurt, somebody could say, oh, they were negligent. They didn't give him proper preparation. Heck, that's the same organization that accidentally did they puncture the kidney, Rob G, of Tyrod Taylor? The lung. They accidentally punctured the lung of Tyrod Taylor. So I'm just saying, you want to talk about bad organizations and how about the Indianapolis Colts? I mean, Bill Polian is a Hall of Fame general manager. Now, he had left just before they got Andrew Luck, but Andrew Luck took so many hits.
Look at the beating that
he retired
had to quit.
At 29, right?
Yep.
I'm just saying, like, come on. We can always find an excuse and, you know, the bottom line is this is a physical game. And I don't care how many rules you soften, you still are being hit by 300-pound linemen.
And
with
bad
intentions. They don't want to hurt you like that, but still, they want to pop you.
But they've done everything, Chris, to protect the quarterback.
Everything.
When I remember growing up in high school, remember the in the grasp where you didn't even have to, you know, like throw the guy down. If
right.
you just had his jersey, they would consider it a sack. If you remember the famous Michael Strahan sack to get the record against Brett Favre, do you remember that, Chris?
Yeah, that was.
He didn't even touch. He barely touched him. It was like the worst sack.
Didn't Favre give that to him?
Just like fell down.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like, and I think he touched him once he fell down, and they called it a sack because it was behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah,
it was pretty weak.
Yeah. But to your point, though, Rob, I mean, they've done everything they can. Anything else is going to be flag football for the quarterbacks. So it's unfortunate. You hate to see it. You know, obviously in Cincinnati, it brought to mind Carson Palmer, who had a bad injury early in his career there. He rebounded. He had a good career. Probably didn't be. He looked like Rob before he got hurt. He was on his way to something really special. Didn't quite do that, but still came back, had a good career. And you know, I think that Burrow will come back and rebound from this physically. So I think it was just in one of those unfortunate incidents that happens in a collision sport like football.
Yep, and I just think it's too easy to pile on the Bengals because of their history, Chris, and they haven't won a Super Bowl. They've been a couple times, and they've had good teams and had a ton of good players in that organization. They just haven't been able to seal the deal. And with Marvin Lewis, you know, they got to the playoffs seven times, Chris, but they never even won a playoff game, not once.
Right.
So people
right.
look like they could easily pick on the organization and dump on it. You know what I mean? Because they don't have any winning history. If this happened and Bill Belichick was the coach, you think anybody would be like, oh, see, look at what they're doing. No, yep. you wouldn't hear that. You know what yep. I mean? It would be an unfortunate situation, and that's all people would say it is.
No, I totally agree. I mean, you could look at if you take this thing to the, you know, nth degree, I mean, you could talk about, well, did the Panthers do wrong by Cam Newton by running him too much? You know, are the Ravens, what if Lamar Jackson somehow got hurt, would people write they ran him too much? We've never seen the quarterback run that much. Is that what people would say? I mean, you can always come up, like I said, with an excuse. But the fact is, it just is a part of the game. It's unfortunate. You hope and pray that he's able to come back and be the player that a lot of us think he can be, that he looks like he could be. And you hope for that organization, too, because they've had some bad breaks over the years, and they need a good break. It looked like they had finally gotten a good break when Joe Burrow went there and looked like he was going to become a star. And, Rob, in that division, I mean, I don't think Baltimore is going anywhere. Pittsburgh definitely isn't going anywhere. And the Browns are 7-3.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, and amazing. I think they found a formula. You know, people might want to beat up on Baker Mayfield. Okay, he's not going to be
throwing less though, Chris.
Yeah,
right?
No, and I'm fine with that though. Yeah. I mean, he's not going to be Aaron Rodgers. He's not going to be Pat Mahomes. He's not going to be at least from what I see, he's not going to be a superstar quarterback.
I think they've accepted
it. He can be a game manager, right? And make a few plays here and there.
I think they've accepted that they have some talented running backs. Nick Chubb is a star.
And Kareem Hunt, both of them are running well.
Right, so that they can run the football, Chris. You know, there's certain third down plays where you got to get a pass. You can't get third down yardage on the ground. Those are the throws he'll have to be able to make. But as long as you're getting the yards on the ground, if you're picking up 4.5 yards a rush, what are you doing?
Right. Nah, if he can be, you know, he doesn't seem to have the personality of a game manager. But you know who was like that, Rob? Remember the Jim McMahon?
Yep.
When the Bears won it. I mean, he was a game manager.
Yep.
Yep. With all his, you know, he was such a colorful character and kind of like Baker, even more so.